Hi, I'm Donovan Brown. Welcome to another episode of Azure Friday. I'm here with Matt, and we'll be learning about app service domains. Welcome to the show, Matt.
Thank you, Donovan. Again, my name is Matt Nielsen. I'm a software engineer in the Azure App Service team, and currently I'm working on app service domains.
App service domains. So how is that different than the web apps that I have today? What does this do for me?
So this allows you to actually purchase a domain and from the Azure portal fully manage it through the Azure portal.
So this prevents me from having to go to a registrar, find a cool name, and then somehow wire that up with my app service inside of the Azure portal.
Exactly. We've got some really cool integrations to make it really easy to set up a host name on one of your Azure resources.
So you said resources. I said app service, but there's more than app services that can be used with this?
Yes, you can actually use this domain to set up host names for your traffic managers, your Azure VMs, your cloud services. But let's go ahead and jump in and,
sure.
and go through the process of buying a domain through the Azure portal.
I just go to my Azure portal. I see.
Yep. Search for app service domain, which is currently in preview.
Okay.
I will click the create button. Here it prompts you to search for a domain.
Oh, so this is the same activity I would do if I were to go to an external domain server and try to find service and find a domain name.
Yeah, exactly. Because domains have already been purchased, you can't just choose any domain. You have
Correct.
To search for an available domain. So say we wanted to buy one called AzureFriday.biz
okay.
or AzureFriday.org. We could purchase two at the same time, or we could just purchase one at a time.
Okay.
Choose your subscription, your resource group. You'll have to fill out some contact information. And one nice thing about the Azure portal is that we'll actually give you privacy protection for free.
Okay, so what's privacy protection when you're talking about setting up a domain?
So when someone's purchased a domain, there's a Whois lookup that you can do to see who's the owner of the domain.
Okay.
And most DNS registrars will actually offer you a privacy protection where you can hide your information. They give you kind of a little wall blocking you off so people don't spam you with emails.
Gotcha.
After that, you'll go ahead and click the legal terms. You'll see the price, and you'll see that privacy protection is free. You accept it, and then you just click the create button.
Okay.
So to save a little bit of time, I've already purchased a domain.
Okay.
It's called mndemos.com. When you open it up, you'll see a little bit of information, just an overview about it. And you'll also see this tab right here for DNS zone.
Okay.
So when you purchase a domain, we automatically create a DNS zone for you. So you can go ahead and add records directly from the Azure portal. So if we wanted to, I have a Linux VM right here. We can go in and grab the DNS name. So I've already set up this Linux VM to accept traffic over port 80,
okay.
which means we can get web traffic through it. So let's go to the domain that we've previously purchased and go ahead and add a CNAME record. So this Linux VM is running a website that's about makeup.
Okay.
It's a little freelance website that my wife created and let me use. So we're going to call this makeup.mndemos.com.
Okay.
Go ahead and make that a CNAME. And we'll paste that DNS name that we got from the Linux VM.
Right. So
overview.
If I had a Linux VM or had an app service, I would go and find whatever their fully qualified domain names are and simply paste those in. And we're basically making an alias between makeup.mndemos.com that will then really point to here.
Exactly.
You got it.
So there's actually some integrations with app services that make it even easier than this. But for now, we're coming up with ideas of how to facilitate setting up host names.
I noticed that I didn't have to know anything about the IP address. I just had to give you the host name. So how does the IP address manage? Does it have to be a static IP against the resource that I'm using for this to work? Or does Azure handle all that for me?
It doesn't have to be a static IP address. However, if the IP address does change and you have created an A record using an IP address, you'll have to go and update that record.
But if I do it like you did it here, even if the IP address changes, all this is going to work?
No.
Interesting.
You will have to update it. However, with app services, the only time an IP address will change is when you actually go in and do an IP-based SSL binding.
Gotcha. Okay.
So speaking of IP-based SSL bindings, let's go ahead and just create an SSL binding to a domain that we add. So anyone who's added domains to app services before will recognize this process. We need to verify that you're the owner of a domain before we allow it to be added to the valid host names for an app service. So we're going to go ahead and do mndemos.com, validate the host name, and add it. So this will actually go ahead and update it on our DNS zone, add the records that we need, and then we'll see here it got added to our host names.
Got it.
So now let's go to the SSL certificates blade. And you could either upload one that you have, or you can import one if you've bought one through the Azure portal.
Okay.
So a couple days ago, I went ahead and bought one through the Azure portal. And let me import that.
So the same integrated experience that I had for buying a domain name already exists for also buying certificates in Azure as well.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes, it's a fantastic experience. The billing goes straight through Azure. You don't have to worry about figuring out what billing goes with which Azure resources. Okay. It's all through Azure and set up with your subscription.
Perfect.
So here we can see that there's now an SSL binding for mndemos.com. So there may need to be some propagation time, but ideally, within a few minutes, we should be able to go to mndemos.com. In fact, let's go ahead and try it and see if it accepts the certificate.
Gotcha. Yeah, because you can notice.
Look at that.
Yeah,
no,
because you're doing you're doing HTTPS versus HTTP, which means you're going to be using SSL. And you're not getting any horrible warning messages saying that your cert is out of whack.
Exactly. So that right there tells us that the certificate and the domain have successfully bound together.
Fantastic.
And are working. So let's think of a little bit more of a complex scenario. A lot of people have app services across the globe. Here I have one, App Service 1, that's in North America, and App Service 2, which is in West Europe.
Okay.
Say we wanted to reduce latency. So we've set up a traffic manager that uses a geographic routing method. So any traffic that we want to go to from North America to go to App Service 1, any traffic from West Europe, we want it to go to App Service 2. So let's go ahead and show how you would actually set that up.
Okay.
With the traffic manager. This has actually been a problem area, and I'm excited to demo it so people can see exactly how it's done.
Okay.
It's slightly different from setting up a domain or a host name just with your straight app service. So I'm going to go ahead and give this the host name of regional.mndemos.com.
Okay.
Just because it's a regional service, we want it to route traffic accordingly.
Perfect. So this is you basically registering another host name to the domain that you've already purchased in the portal.
Yes. So if I selected right here the Azure websites, that'll add it to the list of allowed host names for my app service. But not only do we want our app service to allow it, but we want the traffic manager to route traffic for this. So I'm going to go ahead and select the traffic manager radio button.
So what we're actually doing is we're actually associating regional.mndemos.com to the traffic manager, which sits in front of both of the app services.
Yes.
Yeah, so when I actually type in this URL, I'm actually going to this resource that is then divvying up who's going to actually respond to that.
Exactly.
Got it.
So to actually have that work for your app service, you need to have it added to your allowed host names.
Okay.
So we need to repeat this process for every app service that we want.
Right,
to accept this traffic.
Because the host name wouldn't match and it wouldn't actually respond.
Yeah, so the traffic manager would send you to MN App Service 2 right now. However, you'd get a 404 page because App Service is declining to respond because it's not on the allowed list of host names.
Got it. Are there any plans in the future to, if I actually add it to a traffic manager, that it automatically adds it to all of the app services that it responds to or works for?
We actually have a lot of features down the road over the next few months, including bringing in external domains onto the Azure platform.
Wow.
That is not on the list, but we are open to anything. We're actively listening to customers and finding what their pain points are, what their desires are, and we're working to make it every step easier than it was before.
Perfect. So what we're going to do now is repeat the regional association to each individual app service that the traffic manager points to.
Exactly. So let's go ahead and click the traffic manager again. So if we look at these tabs I have open, we have MN App Service 1, which is our North America traffic, and MN App Service 2, which is our West Europe traffic.
Correct.
So we've set up a host name for regional.mndemos.com. Ideally, since we're currently in North America, that should travel and be displaying what our MN App Service 1 displays.
Absolutely.
So let's go ahead and do regional.mndemos.com. And boom, it sent us right to the correct app service.
Correct. And all the traffic coming from North America is going to hit that one, which is going to give you less latency because we're closer to that one physically.
Yes, exactly. If we actually go in and look at the App Service 1, we can see the location of it, okay. And it's sitting in the United States right now. I think it's South Central US data center. And the App Service 2 is sitting in the West Europe data center.
Gotcha.
So any traffic coming from West Europe will actually go to this App Service.
You said that you're actively listening to our customers and trying to get that feedback. Where do our customers go to give that feedback to you?
Oh, there's forum posts. There's support cases where they'll say, hey, I was trying to set this up and I couldn't figure it out.
Okay.
A lot of people who buy an external domain try and set up a record, a CNAME record set pointing to an App Service. But of course, if you haven't got it added to the list of allowed host names, it's going to give you a 404. And a lot of customers don't know why they're getting a 404 when they think that they've set it up properly.
Gotcha. Yeah, so I've actually done it the old way, right? So I have several app services. DonovanBrown.com is running in an app service. And I remember the gymnastics of having to go to the registrar, put in special records, come back in, do the verification. Now, matter of fact, once it did actually fail because I forgot to put the text record in there or things like that. So this is clearly a lot simpler than having to go and use two different websites, two different browsers, constantly flipping back and forth trying to get it to work.
Yeah, so if we actually go in and look at the DNS zone, we'll see that all of these records that we've done, this regional, the makeup, and then the A record, just for mndemos.com, have all been added to the DNS zone, even though really the only time we came in here was for makeup.
Gotcha. Very, very cool. Well, thank you so much, Matt.
Yeah.
We're learning all about app service domains here on Azure Friday.